USA Radio News.
The Biden administration is expected to announce on Wednesday whether to extend a freeze on student federal loan payments and possibly forgive college debt for millions of Americans. The plan under consideration by White House officials would cancel up to $10,000 in student loans per borrower. New analysis estimates from the Penn Wharton budget model show the total cost of forgiving that debt will be almost $300 billion in the first year. A special appointed prosecutor said Tuesday that two Atlanta police officers who clashed with Rayshard Brooks acted reasonably during the 2020 encounter that ended with the 27-year-old man's fatal shooting. Prosecutors are not pursuing charges against Officer Garrett Rolfe and Officer Devin Brosnan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A nuclear plant in southern Ukraine is raising serious concerns.
The UN Security Council is looking at the troubling situation around a nuclear plant in southern Ukraine. Russian shelling has raised alarms about the possibility of a nuclear catastrophe.
Common sense must prevail to avoid any actions that might endanger the physical integrity, safety, or security of the plant.
UN Undersecretary Rosemary DiCarlo calling for military restraint and said the breach of the facility could have catastrophic consequences. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Some of the families affected by the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, will soon be plaintiffs in a $27 billion lawsuit against several law enforcement agencies and a gun manufacturer. KSAT reported the class action lawsuit will claim violation of the 14th Amendment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Some Republicans in Congress are vowing to investigate Dr. Anthony Fauci when he steps down in December from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Former colleague Dr. Deborah Birx is speaking out. She spoke to Newsmax on Tuesday.
Well, I think we've heard implications over the last several weeks that he was really thinking about his next chapter. And I think this is his moment to really be able to be very clear about what happened over the last 2.5 years and why we continue to lose American lives.
A mysterious illness in dogs in Michigan is leaving vets and animal experts perplexed.
A mysterious virus has sickened and killed dozens of dogs in Michigan, creating panic among animal lovers. The unidentified illness, which causes acute gastrointestinal problems, has caused at least 30 canine deaths in the Upper Peninsula. Clare County Animal Control Director Rudy Hicks said the sickness is similar to parvo, and that puppies and older dogs are more vulnerable to the unknown virus. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Public officials gathered in Homestead, Florida on Tuesday to mark 30 years since the landfall of Hurricane Andrew. It remains one of the single most destructive storms in Florida's history. It killed 65 people and destroyed 63,000 homes. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.